April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. And Elliot, we had quite the show yesterday.
My man was riled up.
It was fiery.
You mentioned the timing. Like, the timing was perfect in a number of ways. Obviously, we were about to record, and then the news comes out, so it saved us from recording a pod about Nick Sirianni that we wouldn't have used otherwise. But we got like the raw emotion. Like, that was our straight up thoughts.
And literally could not have been more raw. And the funny thing is, inside baseball, we were planning on recording at 2 o'clock yesterday, to record just a, hey, here's what's going on, update, all that. And they announced it at like 1:58. It was almost like they knew we were recording and like, guys, we got you.
And they did it the day after Doug Day. So shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
Ultimate respect to Doug. So
it was also on the 3-year anniversary of the NFC Championship game win over Minnesota. But it is what it is.
Yes.
Unbelievable. So, unbelievable, Elliot. Less than 3 years ago, they won the Super Bowl, and here we are.
So a couple things. One, we'll have plenty of Nick Sirianni talk all offseason.
Particularly
years,
tomorrow,
honestly.
Especially check us out 1 to 3 on WIP. It will be a Nick Sirianni show for sure.
Well, the other funny thing about this job is, and then we'll get into the games, like, so they hire Nick Sirianni, and now he becomes one of the most important people in my life for the next few years.
That's a great point, Elliot. I was thinking about it as I was like tweeting out stuff when it first happened, and we're talking about it. I'm like, I'm going to write the name Nick Sirianni Elliot, it's a great point. You know, we don't think about it that way as much, but like, even just as Eagles fans, particularly obviously for us who cover the team and talk about it every day and all that, but as Eagles fans, like, all of a sudden this guy who 1 week ago none of us, or let's say 99% of us, had literally never heard of before, and now to your point, Elliot, like, is one of the most important people in our lives. Like, certainly one of the most important people we've never met in our lives.
My computer is already correcting Sirianni. Like, it's already correcting.
So Siri, how do you spell Sirianni? How about that?
The only thing we can hope, I guess, is that in a few years when we're recording playoff pods this late, or even next year, I know you don't believe that, but pretty soon we'll be talking Nick Sirianni conference championship odds on Parks Casino.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, buddy.
I can't wait to see the odds on Nick Sirianni, head coach of the year. That'll be exciting.
Oh, buddy. All right. Let's get into it. Coming up, and again, obviously, tomorrow, WIP, check us out. We'll be talking Nick Sirianni. But let's talk some gambling. That's what we do here. It's the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. If you haven't downloaded it, you're crazy. We're going to talk about the conference championship games, some props, some bets that you can make to win some money this weekend. And, of course, we will get to our picks for the games. For those who don't know, Elliot coming off a 4-0 week. No biggie to him.
Well, not only 4-0. So 4-0 last week. And, look, you went 3-1. That's still good. It's not 4-0. Yeah. But
we are both 5-5 for the playoffs, for what it's worth.
My last 7 picks I have made have been correct.
You are a beast. So everyone, check out what Elliot has. I'm sure he'll put some Parks picks out and all that. And let's dive into it, because there is a lot to get into. Before we quickly get to, and again, all these props you can bet on the Parks, you know, Sportsbook app. Before we get to the props and then ultimately our picks, quickly, just looking at the four teams, I said on yesterday's pod, and I really believe it, that we have come down here with four teams where, and we'll get to our favorite, what we want the matchups to be and whatnot, but like, I'm okay with any matchup of these four teams. I feel like that really doesn't happen every year. You know, usually you're like, oh, I really want Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Oh, I really want this. Like, any of these four teams against any of the other, like, I'm cool. Like, Bucks, Bills, awesome. Packers, Chiefs, awesome. Like, I don't care. Like, these are four awesome teams with compelling storylines attached to them. I think that's pretty neat. So with that in mind, what are your, go from first to worst of the potential. So they're obviously, let's do some quick math here, Elliot. What can there be? There can be four separate matchups, or is it three? So we can get Chiefs, Packers, Chiefs. So four separate matchups. You can either have.
I love you figuring this out live.
So it's more than four. I'm an idiot, is what I am. It's okay. So we can either have Chiefs, Packers, Chiefs, Bucks. We can either have Bills, Packers, Bills, Bucks. So I was right, four the first time. So of those four matchups, how would you rank them in terms of what you would most like to see from a storylines, fun NFL perspective, down to which one intrigues you the least? And again, all four are great.
Yeah, so all four are great. And I do agree with you that very rarely does that happen. Normally there's one team that really annoys me that I'm like, God, anybody but this team. Like, normally it's the Patriots. The Seahawks were becoming that team for me. But overall, yes, I think any of these matchups would be fun to watch. In the NFC, I'm torn because, you know, we both kind of switched to Green Bay as being a team we really liked. So I would like to be right about that. But I was also in on Tampa. So it's kind of a win-win for me in terms of being correct again. I would like to see Tampa, I think, though. I think it'd be fun to see Tom Brady win another one. I enjoy, like I want to be like when I'm older, like I saw Tom Brady win all 7 rings. That would be fun. Now, Aaron Rodgers winning another one would also be special, right? But I would like to see Tampa at home in their own stadium. I think that would be cool. I think Tampa upsetting them in Green Bay would be fun. So I would lean Tampa, but again, happy with Green Bay. I know that I should be rooting for Buffalo. They're a fun team. Josh Allen's fun. Sean McDermott, Philly tie. My boy Derek Boyko used to work for the Eagles. He's with Buffalo now. So, like, there are reasons to root for Buffalo. But I don't know, man. I think I just want to see Kansas City. So I think Tampa, Kansas City is that would be my dream matchup if I had to pick.
Yeah, I'm all in on the Bills bandwagon. I am 100% rooting for the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I don't even care about the other. Like, in terms of just what I want as a human, I want the Bills to win a Super Bowl. I want that fan base to get a Super Bowl. It's an amazing fan base. Bills Mafia, all that. Like, they're great fans. And we as Eagles fans know what it's like to suffer and to wait for that first Super Bowl title. And they had it even worse than us. They went to 4 straight Super Bowls and won none of them. I mean, think about that. Think about how tough that is. Wow, what we dealt with the championship games and never getting to the Super Bowl. They went to 4 of them and lost them. The pain, the sadness, and then had years of sadness. Like, what, the playoffs twice in 18 years? I want the Bills to win so bad. I am desperate for the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year. That is my rooting interest. So I want the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I think the storyline of the Bills having never won the Super Bowl and their fan base and the Bills Mafia and that whole thing going into the Super Bowl is actually, I think, the most interesting storyline of all of them, potentially. So I would have the Bills versus I think the Packers are better. I like the Packers as a team better. I think it's a better Super Bowl if it's Packers-Bills. But I agree, from a storyline perspective, the idea of Tom Brady going for number 7 against a Bills team that he spent his entire career owning their souls.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a storyline. With Tampa at home in Tampa, I agree with you. I think Bills-Tampa from a storyline's perspective, then you get the whole Brady-Belichick thing. Oh, does this prove that he's more important? Oh, like, there's so many angles to it that I think are super fun. Tampa playing at home. So from a storyline's perspective, I think that's my favorite. From a game perspective, though, like, if I'm just saying what's going to be the best game, it's hard to say, and again, this is as me rooting for the Bills, it's hard to say that this year, to not have that Rodgers Mahomes playing in the Super Bowl, it just doesn't feel right. Like, right from a football, just pure football perspective, like, they were the two MVPs of the year. One of the two of them was going to win it, probably Rodgers. The other's going to come in second. And it just feels like a year where it ends up with a Rodgers Mahomes Super Bowl. Like, it just, it feels like that's where it's supposed to go.
Andy playing against the Packers, you know, kind of cool.
True.
That's like a throwback
another good
one.
Point too.
What's weird about Tampa is I don't think they're, like, even though I did say at the beginning of the year I thought they'd be better than people expect, I think they're definitely the worst of the four teams left.
Agreed.
I think the Bills are definitely better. Green Bay, I think, is better, which is why I think they'll win. And we'll talk about, you know, some gambling options in that one. But, and then I obviously think Kansas City's better as well. Do you think there's any shot Mahomes doesn't play? Because when I was looking at the Parks app, you know, for some, I'm really into player props recently. I was looking for some Mahomes ones, but they're not on the board yet. Because
I think
you know, obviously,
he's which is
air.
Smart to do. You can't do that, but I think he is going to play. Yes, I mean, it looks like he's a full, participant in practice. So I look, you never know. It's concussions, so like theoretically, anything can happen. But I would be floored if Patrick Mahomes does not play on Sunday. I would be absolutely shocked.
Man, I was when he went out. I really thought Cleveland had that. Like, I was watching it.
Me too. The Chad Henne game. How about it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
but I'm happy it's Kansas City.
So ultimately, you think the best matchup would be Bucks Chiefs essentially, or the most fun matchup would be Bucks Chiefs. I'm saying Bucks Bills, but and again, look if it's Bills Packers, that's super fun too. You still got the Bills storyline, then Rodgers going for two. You know, Green Bay Buffalo, I think, is a great football game. And then of course, if it's Tampa Mahomes, you get Mahomes versus Brady. So I actually think of the four, that would be my least favorite. I just think, and I get it, but it's like Mahomes won last year. He's back in it. And Brady's won seven times. It's just the least new and then the least exciting to me. So from that perspective, I think Chiefs Bucks would be my last choice. But I think any of the other three matchups, like, I'm all in. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, not just in NFL, but there always feels like there's one team that I don't want to see. For me, growing up too, like San Antonio in the NBA, I like hated watching them. Every year they were in the finals, I was like, God, this is so boring. And I just don't feel that way about any of the teams this year, which is fun. I think we deserve it, you know, after a rough year.
I agree. This is what we deserve, Elliot. I'm so with you. All right, let's go through some fun props. We'll go in the order the games are going to be played. For those who don't know, they switch off every year. I'm assuming if they had their choice, they would have made Brady Rodgers the primetime matchup, you know, the later game, but they did not have the choice. Thus, it will be Bucks Packers first. And look, Bills Chiefs is probably a better football game all around. So that is the second game. Let's start with Bucks Packers. Elliot, let me throw a few at you and you tell me whether you like it. First, we can look at some quick odds. I think if you're going to bet, if you want to pick the Packers, a couple of the combo ones that are fun. Packers to score first and win. Obviously, you're hoping for a little luck on the kickoff and all that. Plus 155. Or if you want to go the other way, Bucks to score first and win. Plus 295. Those are interesting ones. You're taking a bit of a risk, but you get a little bit better odds, obviously, than you would if you're just betting the money line. A lot better odds than if you're just betting the money line.
So I'm big into betting if the team you think is going to win is also going to score first. That's just, I think if, like, you think they're going to win, why not add a little extra onto it? Because I think Green Bay is a better team. I think Green Bay is also a team that they feel like they jump all over people, whereas Tampa can be a little bit slower starting. They feel like they're in a lot more close games. And I get what you're saying about the kickoff. That is true. But this feels to me like a game where Tampa falls behind early and then, you know, they come back a little and make it close, but ultimately Green Bay wins. So I do like Green Bay to score first and win a plus 155.
Yeah, I agree with that. If I were to bet one of those, I would certainly pick that one. Let's look at some Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady passing yards stuff. As first of all, do you think this is going to be an air it out type of game or more of a defensive run the ball type of game? I'm guessing an air it out type of game, right?
Well, what was interesting is Bruce Arians was talking about you know, how it's going to be cold in Green Bay, and he was like, well, it's not cold unless it's single digits. And part of me is like, bro, you live in Tampa. I don't want to hear your take on what cold is. Like, I get you're trying to sound tough, but anything under 40 is definitely cold for sure. I think 40 and above, you can maybe kind of sit there and debate. But so I, as much as he's saying that, where I'm going with it is, I do think they're going to throw the ball. I don't think this is going to be like a run it all over the ground. Now, maybe they try to control the clock a little. But when you talk about the over-under of 289, I do think they'll throw it quite a bit. I would probably take the over on that because I do think it'll be a high-scoring game, even though both defenses are good. This feels like a high-scoring game to me.
Yeah, I lean that way too. Now, to be fair, it feels like the playoffs in general have not been as firepower-full as I expected. Like a lot of these games where I'm expecting points, whether, you know, Bills-Ravens, even before Lamar got, you know, hurt, knocked out of the game, way less points than you're expecting in that game. Bucks-Saints was a fair amount of points, but still wasn't quite as high as I was expecting. So yeah. I think a few of these games have been a little bit more, you know, tough playoff football type stuff. So I would, you know, lean that way in terms of the unders and on these types of things. But I agree with you in terms of this. I think there's going to be a passing game. Brady's at 289.5. I love that over. I think they're going to have to throw. I think the Bucks are going to be behind. I think they're going to lean on Brady in this spot. So I love the over for Brady. Rodgers over-under is 279.5. I don't know about that one. Green Bay, I think, has a lot more ways to hurt you. I think Aaron Jones will be involved. They're Jamal Murray, A.J. Dillon, they got a three-headed back there. And I think that Rodgers, I don't think he's going to have to throw as much. I don't think he's going to be in that situation. So personally, of these two, I prefer the Brady over. Where do you come at?
So Brady's hit the over in four of his last six games, which I think all four of those that he hit, he was over 300. So I do think 289, I do like that. Now, Aaron Rodgers at 279, that feels a little high for me. If you look at his past few games, he hit it last week, but then he was under, and then over. So, I mean, you know, I think that's three of the last four he's hit the under. So I would like the Tom Brady over more. And to your point, I just think the Packers – couple reasons. One, if I think they're going to win, they might be running it late to try to preserve the lead. But also, like you said, I think they just have better options out of the backfield. I saw the nickname for Leonard Fournette now is Playoff Lenny, which I think is a pretty awesome nickname. But yeah. I still think the Packers are, you know, just more likely to run the ball. They have better running backs. They have a better offensive line. So I would like to under on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I lean that way too. Again, I think I'm more likely to bet the Tom Brady over than I am the Aaron Rodgers under. But those are the ways I would go on each one. Both are over-under of 2.5 TDs. Does that interest you at all? I actually, it's funny because I like the under for Rodgers yards. I don't love the over or under on this for either guy because I could see a world where it goes over or under. Obviously, that's why you bet.
That's why they come here.
This is not a prop that stands out to me as my point, but if I had to bet, I would be inclined to lean over on both if I think it's going to be a passing game. And I think that Rodgers, they throw a lot in short yardage situations, you know. I could see, you know, the Devontae Adams. I just feel like Rodgers in this game, chance to go back to Super Bowl, is going to put up numbers. I just don't know if the yards will be there, but I could see him getting three touchdowns.
Yeah, and it seems like Tampa runs it more in the red zone than other teams. They obviously have Mike Evans. They have Gronk. So I think I could – it's tough because I do kind of agree with you that Aaron – this feels like from a narrative perspective, it's like Aaron Rodgers just kills it. Like I feel like he's more likely to get three touchdowns than Tom Brady.
I do too, which is funny because it goes against the yards thing. But I think Green Bay is going to score more points too. So, you know, that's not to totally give away our picks. All right, a couple more before we look at some from the other game. Just some of the skill players in this one. A couple big-time guys, obviously, in this one. Devontae Adams, over under receiving yards, is 87.5. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to go over on that one. I know he's had a couple games recently with some unders on the receiving yards, but, I mean, he was going against Jalen Ramsey last week. Tampa Bay does not have Jalen Ramsey. I know it's a good defense, but this feels like Devontae Adams has not blown up in the playoffs yet. This feels like a Devontae Adams game to me.
I agree. Do you think he's the best receiver in the league right now?
I do. Yeah, I do. I would have said DeAndre Hopkins. I think DeAndre Hopkins is the other one that I would put right there with him. I know Diggs is getting a lot of love. He's certainly in the conversation. Coming into the year, I said DeAndre Hopkins was the best receiver in football, and he didn't do a lot to dissuade me. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins was great this year too, but it feels like Adams took another step forward, and I think it's between Adams and Hopkins for me.
I would agree. I think so. I mean, Tyreek Hill is up there, but he's such a different type of receiver. It's a little hard to compare. So Devontae,
you're right
Devontae
though.
Adams
he should be mentioned. Tyreek Hill is in that top five group for sure.
So Devontae Adams this year over 87.5
yards. Oh, and of course, Justin Jefferson, the best of them all. Let's not forget it.
What?
Of course, Justin Jefferson, the best of all receivers.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
Yes. Yes. No question about that. Over under 87 yards all next year for Jalen Reagor. That would be the real over under. But Davante Adams hit the over 7 times this year out of, I guess he's up to, you know, like 18 games or something like that, 17 games. So doesn't actually hit it over a ton. But as you mentioned, no Jalen Ramsey on the other side of the ball. Buccaneers defense from a DVOA perspective is actually the best left, which I was surprised
that
by.
That is surprising.
I think they spread it out a little bit more. I would go under on the 87.5.
Oh, interesting. All right, I'll go over there. A couple more. We'll do the two Tampa receivers together. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, both 63.5 is the over. I feel amazing about the Chris Godwin over. I think he hits it. I think he's a big part of the game, man. I don't know. I don't feel as good about Evans. Evans has those games where he kind of is just a red zone threat or disappears. If I had to bet, again, I think they're going to throw a lot. I think both guys go over. If I had to bet, I would bet on the over on both, but I prefer the Godwin over the Evans over.
I agree. Evans feels a little more risky to me. I think Godwin's a bigger part of the game plan. Evans feels a little more hit or miss. So I would agree. Of the two, I would like to over on Godwin.
All right, last one from this game, and it's one that I think if I had asked you before last week, you would have definitely said under. Now, after last week, the star playoff Lenny, I wonder if you're going to say over 42. And Grant, very involved in the passing game last week for what it's worth, but 42.5 rushing yards is his over under. Which way are you leaning on this one?
So first of all, I think Ronald Jones is so much better than Fournette. I think that was pretty clear last week. Just when you watch the two, I think Jones is better. But it seems like that it's a hamstring, right, that's bothering me. Even though that long run that they had called back, he kind of pulled up at the end. So I'll go over on the 42.5. I think it's just fun to bet on playoff Lenny. You don't want to be watching it and all of a sudden he rips off a big run and you're like, ah, that sucks. I mean, the overs are always the fun way to go. So I would go over the 42.5.
Yeah, I would too. I feel pretty confident about that one. I think, you know, he's still got that burst, Fournette. I was impressed. That was the best version of Leonard Fournette we've seen in a while. And you have to believe how he looked, at least, he can look the same this week. And I think if that's the case, he's definitely going to beat that number. All right, some Bills Chiefs props, and then we'll make our picks before we get out of here. Josh Allen. Big game for Josh Allen. A high number here. The over-under is 3. And again, we don't have Mahomes numbers yet. I'm sure once it's confirmed, those props will be up. But for now, no Mahomes props. Keep checking the app. And speaking of the app, by the way, before we do these, let me remind you, of course, that if you have not yet downloaded the Parcino Sportsbook app, I don't know what you're doing. It is the whole reason we're doing this pod. It's what we're talking about. It is super fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. Easy deposits. Great odds. Outstanding customer service. Download the app. You can bet on every single prop we're talking about. You can bet on the games, which we will give you our picks on soon. You can bet on college hoops, pro hoops, hockey, anything and everything going on right now. Bet online with a name you trust, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best. Again, you can bet on football, basketball, hockey. You can bet on, you don't even just have to bet on the games. You can bet on future things. Like, again, we're talking about props here, but you can also bet on who do you think is going to win the championship in any of these sports. You can bet on MVP odds, all these types of things, anything and everything. You can download the Parcino Sportsbook app and bet on these and have a blast. And as always, here's the deal. If you download now, if you sign up and download now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Yes, $500. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS. Get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's parkscasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Josh Allen. Over under for passing yards, 305.5. Elliot, I am leaning towards the over on this one. I think this is a big Josh Allen game. I think it's a back and forth scoring kind of game. I'm going to take the over on the yards for Josh Allen.
So 305.5. He has missed it two of the last 3 weeks, but prior to that, he was on a real tear in terms of hitting it. I would lean for the over as well. I think this feels like a high-scoring game. I think both games actually on the weekend are going to be high-scoring. Josh Allen's played really well. I also saw his over-under on interceptions was 1.5. I would like the under on that one. So, I would do the 3.5. I would do the over on the 305.
All right, some more good ones. This is a long shot bet, but
I like this one.
That's why I wanted to ask you about it. So, betting on the game to go to overtime plus 1,100 odds. Tell me why you like this.
I just feel like this feels like such a close matchup. Like I think that ultimately, I'm going to pick Kansas City. Not to give my pick away, but I'm going to pick Kansas City. But I feel like even if they win, it's going to be so tight. Like Buffalo, they feel like very evenly matched teams. I don't know. Just feels like an overtime game to me. I can't put my finger on it, but I just I like the odds plus 1,100.
I mean, look, like,
throw a few dollars down.
Sure,
it's not.
You can win a lot. That's the point. And look, I think the reasoning is sound. I generally don't put too much on these type of long shot, you know, bets like this, but considering the odds, throwing a few shekels on it, I don't think it's the worst idea because I do think this is a close matchup and a hard fought matchup, and I could absolutely see a world where it goes to overtime. So I wouldn't bet on it, but I like the logic behind it. All right, a couple more and then we'll get to our picks. We mentioned the one before, Bills to score first and win. If you like the Bills, if you like a high scoring game, plus 280 or decent odds. Some specific player props, some interesting ones. Steph Diggs, over under 94.5. I know that sounds high. All this guy does is go over 100. Like, I feel incredibly confident betting the Steph Diggs over.
I agree. And look, he's their main target. He's been dominating all year. I love the expression, big-time players make big-time plays and big-time games, and this is exactly it. Like, if you think Josh Allen's going to hit the over, then Stephon Diggs is getting the majority of those yards. Kansas City's defense is fine. I don't think they have, like, a lockdown-type corner. So I like the over 94.5 on that one.
Yeah, and same thing for these next two. I absolutely adore for the same reason. And this is, again, assuming Patrick Mahomes plays, but Travis Kelce over under 94.5, Tyreek Hill 77.5. I think they both crush those numbers. They do every week. Like, Travis Kelce is a lock to get 100 yards. Tyreek Hill is more or less a lock to get 100 yards. Like, I can't. Tyreek Hill at 77.5 is like shocking to me. I can't believe how low that is.
You can get that on two catches.
Of all the prop bets we've talked about, Tyreek Hill over 77.5 yards is my favorite one we've talked about.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I think it's a good one. Now, I know I saw a stat this week. I wish I would remember to save it. But Kansas City has struggled this year covering tight ends. So over 94.5 feels like a real possibility. Or, I'm sorry. Buffalo.
Buffalo's been bad against tight ends for most of the
year. They've been bad against tight ends. So over 94.5 feels like a good one. But I agree. Of the three, Stephon Diggs, Kelce, and Hill, man, 77.5 does feel low.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 20 yards lower than those two guys.
Crazy.
Yeah, I would like that one the best.
Yeah, me too. But again, I love all three of these. I will bet on all three of these over props. All right, last one, Josh Allen, over under 33.5 yards rushing. I could go either way on this. I'm going to go under. I think it's more of a throwing game, and I think but again, you're easily could do it with a couple runs. So I'll take the under on this one, mostly because I feel like I've taken the over on everything and all these overs are not going to hit.
That's because you're a true man.
It's such an instinct. Jack Fritz is a big life's too short to bet on the under guy. And it's just it's just a natural instinct. Like, you always want to go over. It feels right. And we all love yards and points and all that. But I'll take under on Josh Allen just to take an under along the way. But I clearly don't feel that strong about it.
I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I love it. Just overs across the board. All right, let's get to it, the main event, as it were. As we kind of have alluded to how we feel along the way, though I have not given up too much on the second game. You'll find out about that. But let's start with the first one. I'll go first on this one since you've already gone first on the second one, so I'll let you go first there. But Tampa at Green Bay, -3.5. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite. This line is going back and forth between 3.5 to 3. Obviously, if you can get it at 3, sure, why not? I like it even better. But I absolutely love Green Bay this week. Of all four teams, like, I feel most confident in this Green Bay team winning this week. Like, I think they're a way better team than Tampa. Like, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. I think Green Bay is just a way, way better team than Tampa. Can weird things happen? Sure. Is Tom Brady, could he go out and have a perfect game? Sure. Man, I feel really good betting on the Packers this week. I feel as good betting on the Packers this week as I have just about betting on any team in any game in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I'm excited by all these matchups. I think Green Bay is just flat out better than Tampa.
Me too.
It's hard to bet against Tom Brady, but again, it's Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, it's not like you're picking Josh Allen to beat him, although he's played well. Like, you're picking another legend here. So, yeah, I like the Green Bay 3.5. I would probably take them up to, like, 4.5, 5. Like,
so
I would take them
6.5 is my – like, once it gets to 7, I would start to consider – and I think even if I had to, if it's 7.5, maybe I take Tampa. If it's 7, I'm probably still taking Green Bay. It's like real. That's but the point is that's my line. But anything under 7, I'm pounding Green Bay.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is going to win. So I feel very confident about that one.
All right, let's move on to the second game. You alluded to it first, but tell us why you were going to take the Chiefs -3 over the Bills.
I just can't bet against Andy and Patrick Mahomes. Really what it comes down to. Now, I do think Buffalo has much more of the it factor right now than Kansas City does. Kansas City really likes to live on the edge. Like, for as much as we view them as one of the impressive best teams in the league, every week it feels like we're kind of sweating it out with them. And Buffalo is special right now. They just are. Like, Josh Allen's playing at a high level. They find ways to win games. We talked about Stephon Diggs. So I don't feel as confident as this one as I do picking Green Bay. But I'm just not picking against Andy and Patrick Mahomes at home. Like, they have the playoff experience now together. They've won these type of games, obviously having won the Super Bowl. So I'm going with Kansas City.
I am taking.
I know who you're taking. Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills, baby. And look, this is maybe it's a pick with my heart. It might be. But I really like this Bills team. And you know, you talked about it there. You're betting on Andy and Pat, and that's so fair. Like, it's hard to argue. I think the Chiefs are the best team. Like, they have been all year. They're the Super Bowl favorite, all that. But, man, there's something about this Bills team. Like, there's something special with them. There's something going on there. Like, I buy into that stuff. We saw it firsthand happen here 3 years ago. Like, sometimes there's just a team that's got something. And it feels like this Bills team does. Like, you see the videos of them at practice, like, dancing, they can't touch this. And, like, the fan base giving $360,000 to Lamar Jackson's charities after they lost that game and he got knocked out as a gesture. Like, there just feels, and again, this is not scientific. This is not, you know, look at the numbers.
Well, that's how we make all of our picks.
Yeah. No, I just, there's something special with this Bills team. And I think they go into Kansas City against a Kansas City team that is absolutely outstanding. And I think they win. And not only something special, they're a damn good football team. Like, in reality, just if we're going to go top to bottom, we're probably watching the two best football teams in football play in Kansas City on Sunday night. Like, I think the Bills
and the
Chiefs.
Would you take the money line?
I would take the money line. That's the point. Like, I think the Bills are going to win this football game. That's what I think.
All right.
I think the Buffalo Bills and the Green Bay Packers will be playing in the Super Bowl. So, we'll see. And look, I'm certainly rooting for it, but I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is. I'm betting on the Bills to win. So, there it is. How about that?
Well, we shall see. Look, I went undefeated last week, so, you know, so I'm riding a hot hand.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't want to mess with you, Elliot. I defer to your godness at the moment.
I appreciate it. I mean, look, the overall record's not as great, but I'm just excited for the games.
I have done better during the year, but that doesn't matter. Cause last
yes,
week you
doesn't matter, exactly.
All right. We will be on the radio tomorrow. Check us out, 1-3 on WIP. Call us, 215-592-9494. We love it. If you tell the producer or podcast listener, you'll go right to the top of the line. So let them know. We will definitely get your call up. And we it makes our day when podcast listeners call us. And we'll talk some Nick Sirianni, right? So
Always. All off season.
Until then, make sure you download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, bet on these games, and we'll have a lot of fun talking about it Monday and next week and all that, as we will be talking about all of it. So until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. We'll talk to you soon.